This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. 50 years ago, Mrs. Olive Smith of Warroad was celebrated on her 90th birthday. An interview was published in the August 10, 1972, Roseau Times Region. I'll read from that interview today. What does a lady of 90 sunny years who still crochets beautifully without the use of glasses, who has keen hearing, does her own housework, baking, and cooking, say to people who feel they are old and who sit and do nothing? Well, if you give up, that's the end. That's what I say to others who seem to have lost interest, Mrs. Olive Smith Warroad affirmed. The white-haired little lady who lives in a bright, neat-as-a-pin home in Morningside Edition in Warroad does everything but her washing. My daughter-in-law wanted to do the ironing for me, but I told her, that's silly. Why should she iron my things when she has so much to do? So Mrs. Smith not only mops her floors, she bakes bread when she feels like it, makes cookies and pies, and does all her own meals. She says, matter-of-factly, that if you give up, your life is behind you. She doesn't intend to let that happen. Her crochet work is intricate and beautiful. I have glasses right there on the table, she points, but I get along better without them. She crochets for people who furnish the thread, making placemats, covers for coffee tables, and other fine work which would do credit to a young woman. I just can't sit here with my hands folded, you know, she smiles. Not only are her eyes good, but her hearing is excellent, and I sleep real good, she emphasizes. She is careful with her diet, eating balanced meals. Her breakfast usually consists of toast, cereal, and some kind of fresh fruit or juice, as well as coffee, but no cream, she says. For noon lunch, she prepares her major meal of the day, some kind of meat, potatoes, milk, vegetables, bread, but not too much sweet desserts. The evening meal is almost immaterial. I may have a sandwich or maybe a cookie and a glass of milk. I don't have enough exercise to really eat a big meal then, she explained. One of her favorite recipes, which she always has to prepare when the family plans a picnic, Grandma, you make the salmon loaf, they tell me, is salmon loaf. Get the best salmon you can, red salmon, she emphasizes. Uses one can of salmon, 4 eggs, 16 soda crackers, salt and pepper, and about 1.5 cups of milk. Then she cooks the salmon in a steamer, which was given to her by her mother. Steaming is the secret of a good salmon loaf, she emphasizes. They don't make steamers like this anymore, but you can use a double boiler, she revealed. Salmon dries out when you bake it in the oven, Mrs. Smith stated. Her neat kitchen has the appearance of efficiency, and flowers bloom in the window of her living room. She loves plants, sweet peas being her favorites because they last so long and have such aroma. Blue is her favorite color, but most of her house is done in the warm colors of sunshine. Mrs. Smith loves to read and likes good, sensible reading. She gets the Reader's Digest, Grit, and sometimes people bring her books. I like something educational, the alert little lady emphasizes. She has no television set because, she says, I really don't care for it. She thinks it is too bad that some people even have to eat in front of a television. My son has TV, but he doesn't turn it on when Ma is there. She chuckles. I think it is better not to have television when there are small children in the home. There are many programs they should not see. She feels much crime comes from TV programs which little youngsters should not see. She emphasizes that not all TV is bad, but some of it is not fit to turn on. Mrs. Smith loves visitors, and it is pretty evident children are a delight to her. The cookies go quickly, she admits, when the grandchildren come. Little neighbors also come to see her 2 or 3 times a day. Her fondness for children makes her feel sad that they don't have enough responsibilities nowadays. I don't think they would be in as much mischief if they had a little more work. They have no water to haul, no wood or ashes to carry. They have to get rid of that energy, and now it is hard for them to do, she opines. She also wonders that people take so little care of things today. So much goes into the garbage today. It wasn't so easy to get things in the old days, but I think people were happier. Now if they can't get in their cars and go 100 miles, they don't know what to do, she shook her head. She feels youngsters get too bored today, And when both parents work, the kids go wild. They don't know where they are or what they are doing, she noted. She has a keen interest in the events of the day, talking informally about recent hijackings and other events which are shaping the front pages of the Times. Mrs. Smith was a pioneer in South Dakota, being born June 2, 1882, on a farm near Esteline, where her father homesteaded. There were still many Sioux Indians in the prairie lands in those days, and she clearly remembers their caravans of horses, pulling travois, going past their farm. She was married there in 1903, and she and her husband had a grain farm there. She cooked for many a threshing crew, making 10 loaves of bread every other day for the crew, baking pies. They liked apple pies and sour cream pies, she said, and cooking huge meals. She also had her share of farm work before she came to Oro to live in 1944, settling on a farm in Clear River. She has lived in her little home in Oro the past 5 years. Mrs. Smith has 4 children, Gleason in Arizona, Roland in South Dakota, Glenn at Warroad, and Muriel in California. There are also 8 grandchildren and 22 great-grandchildren. They come to Grandma's and raid the cookie jar, she beams. Mrs. Smith has a problem with arthritis, but it is apparent she doesn't let it slow her down. She keeps busy and even admits she has an interest in seeing other parts of the United States. I'd like to see California and Washington, but not to live there, she hastens to add. She might even like to go for an airplane ride if the driver didn't do tricks. It is hard to believe such a busy person can be 90. If one were to draw a lesson from her life, it might well be that keeping interested is the key. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.